Of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. This Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the word today. My friend, my neighbor, my brothers and my sisters, these disciples, asked him, Master, when is the end time? He said unto them, no man know the end time. Even the angels had bowed down before my fathers. They do not know the end time. But I want you to know, he said, when you see wars and rumors of wars, pestilence, earthquake in divers places, know ye not that the time is at hand. I want you, my friends, to be sure all the signs of his coming is at hand. The birds are still falling from the air. The homosexual still marrying. Are they now going to the high court to get divorced? They thought marrying was the answer. But they only know that Jesus is their only answer. My friends, today, your world on every continent and every day, a new nation declare war. My friend, today, you see, you know, most nations is wrapped up in election. Most nation is clamoring for the big bomb. Those nations who don't have it want it. The nation who have it want more of it. My friend, today, look around, all the signs of his coming is at hand. You cannot live a day without brothers killing brothers, sister killing sister, wife killing husband, husband killing wife, employees killing employer, so do employer killing employee. My friend, this is statistically, this is the most evil generation has ever lived on the face of the earth. We were told, we read in the prophet and the prophets about these times, not knowing we will live in such a time when you have to lock yourself up in your house from the criminals. Once ago we locked the criminals up. But my friends, today, if you want to survive, you have lock and key. I'm God. to keep the criminals away. What a day. What a day. My friend, all I can tell you, Jesus said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ah, you may be blind, deaf, dumb, sick, lame, hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't matter what you have, what your guilty stain are. It doesn't matter how wretched a sinner you are. But if you call, you save your soul. Let the blind call, receive sight. The dumb receive hearing. The deaf, the deaf receive hearing. The dumb receive speech. The sick heal. The lame walk. Hungry, bread. Thirsty, water. Weary, glad. Make you glad. Sad, weary, he'll give you rest for your soul. Sad, he'll make you glad. Naked, he'll give you a clothes of righteousness, clothe you with the garment of salvation. Said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Ah, my friend, I want you to know one day I called upon the name of the Lord. He saved my wretched soul from destruction. And picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on a solid rock, established my going. I am a part of the fellowship of the unashamed, not ashamed to own Jesus. All my life, there's folks who want to shut me down, but I will not look back, let up, slow down. Look back, or be still until, because I have this gospel to spread around the world before his coming. Ah, my friend, I need no prosperity, position, promotion, or popularity. I don't have to be at the top of the pyramid or the hill to be recognized or to be praised or to be rewarded. And I walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race, live my prayer and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set again, is fast. The goal is heaven. My road are narrow. My ways are rough. And my companion are few. My goal are reliable. And my mission is clear. I cannot be compromised. I cannot be bought or compromised with all the rice in China or all the gold in Fort Knox, or the silver in New York, cannot be lured away, detoured, turned back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemies, plundered at the pool of popularity, or mended in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up, shut up, until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Jesus Christ. I am his disciple. I am one of his disciples. I must go until he comes for me. And when he comes for me, he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart. And I shall know him by the wound in his side. I shall know him by the print of the nail. He said, Thomas, trust your hand in my side. There's a wound in my side and the nail in my hand. I said before I left, I said, pass me my side. So there flows a fountain filled with blood. See, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunged beneath the flood lose all their guilty stain. My friends today, everyone today, if you plunge beneath that flood, you lose all your guilty stain. Ah, today, beloved, one day I plunge beneath that flood and lose all my guilty stain. I want you to know, beloved, today, the scripture for the day will be taken from the 1 Corinthians 11 chapter 1 through 17. Read, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that remember me in all things, and keep the ordinance as I deliver them to you. But I will have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of every woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man prayed or prophesied, having his head covered, dishonor his head. But every man, every woman that prayed or prophesied with her head uncovered, dishonored her head. For that is even all one as if she were shaven. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shaven. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shaven, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and the glory of God. But the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman is of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman was for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God. Judge in yourself. Is it commonly that a woman pray unto God uncovered? Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him. But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her. For her hair is given her for a covering. But if a man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the Church of God. Now, in this that I declare unto you, I praise you not, that ye come together. Now, for the better, but for the worse. I find a powerful statement has been read concerning the man and the woman. A powerful statement has been read concerning the man and the woman, confirming this is the New Testament, confirming the Old, fulfilling the Old Testament, that Eve was made for Adam and not Adam for Eve. But this is the reason why God has spoken to Adam, said unto Adam and Eve, you can eat all the fruits in the garden, but on this tree of life, touch not. But Satan knows that the woman was a weaker vessel, and if he could only get attention, get this woman attention, he will cause Adam to disobey God. My friend, what a chilling experience had a woman believe a serpent before God. And she doing this, believe a serpent, a creeper, Adam, that would drive on the face of the earth. And God said, do not. But the serpent said, oh, God, not surely mean you should truly die. It means you should be wise as God. And my friend, this woman, instead of obeying God, she eat the fruit. And she thought, the devil said was good for food. And she believed the devil because a woman will eat anything. But my friend today, they did not trust transgression. But when she came to the husband, which represents God, she told him, it's good for food. And she enticed him. And she picked all the fruit and give it to her husband. And he ate it. My friend, after he ate the fruit, they become aware that they were naked. They disobeyed God. And the Lord came in the cool of the evening and say, Adam, Adam, where art thou? You heard God walking in the midst of the garden. And they both went and hid themselves. They sewed fig leaves together. And they hid themselves. And the Lord said, Adam, Adam, where art thou? I'm saying, Lord, I heard thee walking in the garden, but I hid myself because I was naked. Who told you you were naked? Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten the fruit I command you not to eat? What the Lord said, this woman that you give me, this woman that you give me, give off me, and I ate it. Did not I told you not to eat it? But you say this, and the Eve said, Lord, this serpent. Think about it, beloved. Think about it. You obeyed a serpent. Woman obey a serpent. So why you think obey a serpent before God? My friend, this is Dr. Cox, Master Time. You can write me 305. You can call me 305 836-9545. Or you can write me 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida. Or if you are in the city of Miami, you can come by. the tabernacle 1531 1351 Northwest 67th Street, Miami, Florida, where you can be the souls who have called upon the name of the Lord, hear the testimonies of those who have been redeemed. A testimony that the angel can sing, that have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, my friends. But before I leave you today, I want you to know there is two trains, one headed upward and one headed downward. The one that headed upward are headed for the gates of pearl. On the streets of gold, where the silver water running down the throne of God. And the angels bow down day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, my Lord, holy, who? My Lord." Are the luscious garden in the background with the tree of life. And the angel, the cherubim, hide the face of God, waiting to welcome you home. But the other train is headed down. And the devil himself was the engineer, and he said, you had to pay your fare. Yeah, you have cheated, plundered, lied, steal, do everything that the devil, that I tell you to do. You have murdered your backpack, your plunder. You have did everything. And you had paid your way. You have paid your way on this train. Because the life you live while you're on this earth, it is the price you pay. So ride on either the hell-bound train or the heaven-bound train. So if you live a life and pay away on the heaven-bound train, you are headed in the right direction. But if you live a life and you pay away on the hellbound train, I know you know where you're headed. My friend, you're headed. The devil said he'll land you safe in the lake of fire. In the lake of fire, where the worm die not and the fire not quench. My friend, what a pay. What a price to pay. After you have pretended that you were a Christian all your life, and your pay would be on the hellbound train. He said, "Oh, yes, I'll land you safe in the lake of fire, where the worm die not and the fire not quench." My friend, remember, but if you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. I assure you, you will save your soul. You will make you whole. You will pick you up, turn you around, place your feet on a solid rock, establish your bones, song in your heart, praises in your mouth to the Most High God. And you'll be safe in the arms of Jesus. You will be safe in the arms. How wonderful it will be to have Jesus as your friend. He'll welcome you. He'll welcome you. But our beloved, if Satan is your friend, he say, I'll land you safe. I'll land you safe, he said, in the lake of fire, where the worm die not, and the fire not quench. My friend, you make that choice for yourself. My friend, are you